Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Ever since Neil Armstrong first set foot on the moon, scientists have been toying with the idea of forming potential colonies there, and more recently on Mars, too. But extreme fluctuating temperatures, cosmic radiation, and micrometeorite showers, colloquially known as space dust, pose challenges to human excavation of both the moon and Mars. However, astrobiologists are in the process of exploring nifty geological structures that could serve as natural shelter from these harsh elements, lava tubes. So, what are lava tubes? We spoke via email with Dr. Riccardo Pazaban of the Department of Geosciences at the University of Padova. He's been at the forefront of European research on lava tubes. He explained, lava tubes are caves that are carved by flowing lava that's eventually drained out, leaving a subsurface void. Although there are different types of lava tube formations, these caves often form out of a type of fluid basaltic lava that flows down a slope, like the side of a volcano. As the outermost portion of the hot lava flow comes in contact with the cold air, it cools rapidly, forming a hardened crust. But liquid lava continues to flow like water in a channel underneath this newly hardened surface. At some point, that liquid lava runs out and cools underneath the surface, forming a curvy, tube-shaped structure. And thus, a lava tube is born. Geologists know lava tubes from volcanic areas in Hawaii or Iceland, but they've also become a hot commodity within the astrobiology community due to high-resolution images indicating that lava tubes may exist on the moon and Mars as well. Many sites thought to be lava tubes are detected by the presence of these curvy channels. And more recently, the SETI Institute announced the discovery of possible skylights or lava tube openings in a crater near the North Pole of the Moon using images obtained from NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. But lava tubes are a tricky business. Scientific technology is still playing catch-up in identifying these underground habitats. We also spoke via email with Leonardo Carrier of the Remote Sensing Laboratory at the University of Trento. He said, the main difficulty comes from the fact that lava tubes are essentially subsurface structures. Very few instruments are capable of performing direct measurements of underground structures. But Carrier's team is working to modernize the technology and thus aid future human settlement of these lunar caves. The technology involves using radar, which can detect lava tubes from orbit based on their unique electromagnetic signatures. Basically, they can probe below the surface of the moon using low-frequency electromagnetic waves, and then measure the reflected waves that come back to them. Those reflections offer insight into a lava tube's characteristics, like its shape, size, and composition. But one thing is clear. Lava tubes on the moon and Mars are invaluable as natural potential habitats, or, at the very least, could serve as convenient storage units between space missions. Meanwhile, back on Earth, scientists are preparing for future missions to the moon and Mars through a little cave diving. The European Space Agency developed a program called Pangaea that prepares European astronauts to explore other planets. One of its projects concerns a lava tube in Spain called Corona that's 8 kilometers long or about 5 miles. The team has undertaken advanced mapping of the tube to create a 3D model that's accurate down to the millimeter. They've also been testing out new robots or rovers to identify how best to navigate these tubes, developing a greater understanding of the challenges associated with incursions into lava tubes on other planets in the process. Other researchers have also taken an interest in exploring the microbiology of lava tubes by focusing their efforts on the Lava Beds National Monument in California. This project, funded by the Canadian Space Agency, is looking to explore lava tubes as habitats of microorganisms, which may leave traces behind through certain minerals, and thus indicate the presence of life once upon a time, which is cool enough on Earth, but would be an amazing find on the moon or Mars. So what's the difference between lava tubes on Earth and their lunar and Martian counterparts? Well, gravity, for one. The lower gravity on the moon and Mars seems to impact the size of lava tubes significantly. Tubes on Mars can stretch for 250 meters in width, or about 820 feet, and tubes on the moon can reach a whopping kilometer or more across. That's about 2/3 of a mile. The lower gravity also stabilizes the roofs of these tubes and causes fewer collapses, especially on the moon, thereby creating a potentially safer dwelling for human habitation. But otherwise, lava tubes on Earth are fairly similar in composition and structure to those on the moon and Mars, and serve as excellent reference points for researchers. The potential for lunar caves and possible human settlements has many people excited. Even the White House is making a bid for moon colonies in the near future. And the possibility of answering whether life has existed or may still flourish in caves on Mars is a tantalizing one for space explorers. But if you're wondering whether or not Martians will be found hanging around these lava tubes on the red planet, the answer is likely no, unless you count microbial critters. Radiation, a dry environment, and frigid temperatures make the planet inhospitable to most forms of life. While using ground rovers to access lava tubes on the moon and Mars could be difficult due to surface conditions, other devices are being developed to aid these explorations, including climbing and hopping pit bots and flying helicopter-like vehicles, the likes of which may appear in NASA's Mars 2020 rover mission. Today's episode was written by Tara Yarlagada and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other totally tubular topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.